آزادی زن زندگی آزادی
زن means woman زندگی means life آزادی means freedom So this revolution is a grassroots women-led revolution, the first that we've seen of its kind in history. And what we're trying to push for is an end to the gender apartheid in Iran. I'm Nazanin Afshin-Jam. I'm a human rights activist. I've been fighting for human rights for the past 20 years. And I had an organization called Stop Child Executions, which was to put an end to executions of juveniles in the world. And how I'm connected to this event and this cause as well is I was born in Iran. We fled when I was one because of the revolution that happened in 1979. My father was imprisoned and tortured by the Revolutionary Guards. So that's why we came to Canada. And having lived in a free and democratic country, I want to see the same thing for the people in Iran.
Can you describe for people who don't know what is wrong currently with the Iranian regime?
The Iranian regime has been repressing the rights of people for the past 43 years. So, for example, they suppress the freedom of expression. Anytime you dissent, you can be imprisoned, tortured, or even executed. So there's many journalists and even lawyers defending the rights of people inside the prison. Women are treated as second-class citizens. Their rights are basically non-existent. They, under the law, they're legally worth half of a man. Then there's homosexuals who are persecuted just for being homosexual. You are subjected to the death penalty. So we have many refugees from that community who have had to flee. There's ethnic and religious minorities who are also persecuted, and the list goes on. I mean, for animals even, people's pets are shot in front of their very own eyes because dogs are considered unclean under their Islamic rules.
And what actions are Canada taking to show that they are against this regime? I know that they're banning certain Iranian officials.
Yes, I mean, it's been welcome news to see that the Canadian government has really listened to the voices of the Iranian people in Canada. Little by little, we're seeing additional measures every day taking place. So, for example, they've already sanctioned about 10,000 members of the IRGC, and they've allocated about $74 million for the mechanism to sanction these individuals. But this is all just under IRPA, which is the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act. What we as an Iranian community are asking them to extend is for the Islamic, the IRGC to be listed in its entirety on the terrorist list, and for them to apply Magnitsky sanctions with freezes and asset freezes and travel bans on regime officials in Canada and those trying to come into Canada. We're also asking Canada to pressure other G7 countries to cut diplomatic and economic ties with the regime, particularly closing their embassies and expelling their diplomats and stopping trade ties with them until we see a free and fair elections in Iran.
And also the crowd was chanting Mahsa Amini's name. Can you explain to our listeners how Mahsa Amini plays a very important role in today's protest? I believe this is the third rally organized by the Iranian Cultural Society.
Yes, Mahsa Amini was the 22-year-old young woman who was beaten at the hands of the morality police in Iran. And it's because of her, after her death, that so many people were angered. It was the spark that led to the greater protests that we're seeing in Iran. Because even though at the start a lot of people came out on the streets in Iran protesting her death, it grew to protests based on 43 years of repressive rule. And now it's not just protests anymore, it's hashtag Iran Revolution 2022.
Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences?
Just a shout out to Dalhousie students. My husband went to Dalhousie Law, so I know what a great institution it is, and I'm hopeful for the future with young minds like yours, and I hope you stand up for Iranian human rights.
We're here today with Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Can you explain your role within the society?
Hi. Thank you very much for being here. I'm one of the volunteers helping our community to gather these kind of events to be the voice of women, children, and people of Iran. In Iran, what's happening right now is that people want freedom and they are continuing their protest. And right now, it's more like a revolution. And we are trying to be their voice because they shut down the internet. They cannot show the world what's happening in Iran. You know, at least 32 kids died, actually killed during the protest in Iran. So we want to be their voice. We want to tell our Canadian friends what's happening in that part of world.
And can you briefly describe what is happening, maybe for those in Canada who are not familiar with the situation?
Yeah, so it started with Mahsa Amini's death. They killed her brutally for not wearing the hijab the way the government wants. And it's not about wearing or not wearing hijab. It's about the freedom of choosing what you want to wear, what you want to do with your life, especially for women in Iran. We cannot choose lots of things. For example, if we get married and we want to get divorced, we cannot have our children, you know. The husband, the man, will take the children away, and it's a law in Iran. So we want to change everything and make it better country for everyone. Even the other countries in the world, because the governments of Iran are supporting other terrorist groups on the world. It's also sending lots of war weapons to Russia to attack Ukraine. So we are not dangerous people, and we want to have a peaceful country and peaceful world, but our government is against us and against the whole world. Yeah, so we are here to be the voice of the people in Iran that wants to have freedom.
Hi, my name is Amir, and I am one of the volunteers who helped with organizing this rally in Halifax.
And why is this rally important, Amir?
All we are trying to do is to echo our people's voice, because as you might have heard, the Iranian regime has tried every means to silence people, and most of the people now these days do not even have access to internet because of the internet shutdown in Iran. So we are just trying to help as much as possible. We are trying to help people of Iran get rid of a brutal theocracy who have been silencing all ethnic groups, women, all people who are not thinking the same as the regime, basically. So all we are trying to do is to be their voice.
Have you been back to Iran in a while?
Yes, last time I was in Iran was 2 years ago, I believe, yeah.
Do you think things with all these protests that are happening in Europe and other places in the world, do you think people are paying attention, things could change?
Yeah, I think I haven't seen this much attention from Western media, at least. It is great to see that all mainstream media are at least trying to get a better handle of what's going on in Iran. I know it's very hard for media as well, because they don't have journalists and reporters on the ground. But at the same time, they are doing their best, and we really appreciate that. More things can be done for sure, but we see how basically many people across the world, from different background with different ethnicities, are standing in solidarity with us. And I would like to also specifically thank Nova Scotians for being our voice. Right now, we are seeing many like non-Iranian people joining us in the rally, and that's wonderful. دلهای بیوقفه برای تصویر تکرار این لحظه، برای چهره ای که میخنده، برای دانش آموزا، برای آینده.